Welcome to But I'm a Lesbian, the podcast where we serve alt baddie sass, queer film reviews, and everything in between. Whether you are a baby gay
or a queer elder, we're here, we're queer, and we're diving deep into all things lesbian. We're your hosts, Caitlin
and Angelina.
Get ready for some sapphic serotonin. So today's episode centers on the 1999 drama Amy and Jaguar. I don't know how they pronounce it in the movie because it's in German. Because, you know, when people have a car, like some people call it Jaguar and some people call it a Jaguar.
Yeah.
That's how I say it. But I feel like that's not sophisticated. I feel like you're supposed to say Jaguar.
Jaguar. So each time, thank God that's not their actual name in there.
You're like, I'm going to be overthinking it the whole time. Also, it was Amy with a
accent. Yeah.
Yeah. It's German. The movie is German. I don't know if I said that yet. I don't think I did. So this movie focuses on a forbidden Wullawa romance.
Wullawa.
For those of you that are not on TikTok and don't speak brain rot.
Yeah.
WLW, woman loving woman romance in 1940s Germany. And it is in German. We had to watch it with subtitles, unless you secretly know German.
I do know German.
Really?
So, no.
It's like, I don't
You're
know.
You're like, German. No.
I know how to say good morning. It's Guten Morgen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do know that one too. What else do I know? Oh, you know who? I'm going to embarrass myself. There's this song, Rammstein.
Oh, yeah, Rammstein.
This song is like, Du hast.
Yeah.
Du hast. I can't remember what it means, though. We looked up what it means, and I forgot.
You're like, damn.
I think it – I don't know, girl. Somebody tell me in the comments. Anyway, are you a fan of foreign films?
Yes, I do like foreign films. I think sometimes, of course, when it's like a historical piece, obviously – they usually are a little bit longer. And sometimes I really like long movies like this one. This one was like 2 hours.
Yeah. My favorite movie of all time is Titanic.
Yeah. And so you're no stranger
about that being a long movie. Yeah. But it is in English, which I do like. Do I sound like a bumpkin American?
You're like, I like English. I like
movies in English. I can't understand any other.
Do you like foreign films too? Or it depends?
Well, I do. But I also am like, it makes me stay off my phone because I was going to ask about if you mind reading subtitles. I don't really like reading subtitles because I like to be on my phone while I'm watching things, but I can't because I have to read it. Yeah. So like we used to watch Drag Race Mexico and Drag Race España and Drag Race Italia. I kind of got sick of it because I had to read the subtitles all the time. And like the Mexico one was fine because my wife speaks Spanish, specifically Mexico Spanish. The Spain one, she was also like, what the fuck are they talking about? Which is like when we watch the UK or the Australia one and I'm like, what is this weird slang they're using? Like, I know English, but I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no, I don't like to read it. Also, I just found out that Du hast means you hate or you have.
Oh.
I feel like I remember us thinking it says you have because I remember we would sing it like you have.
Oh,
you
have.
But I don't remember the next word. I don't know. Anywho. Du hast.
Yeah.
And I think there's another, like, what else do I know in German?
I know more than this.
All I know, nine.
I forget. How do you say no, right? Thank you? Isn't it the same in like Dutch too? It's like donkey, right?
Donkey. Because there
when that could
thank
be
you next was like really popular. We listened to like a
version to the German,
and it was like Duncan next.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't remember next. I don't know how they said it. I'm probably offending all the German people. I have to tell you that when I did my 23andMe,
oh yes,
I am like 25% or 30% German.
Okay,
so. I guess I'm offending my own people. I'm mostly English and then German and then Scandinavian. In case you're curious, I am a blend of so many white things. Like nothing, not even like – I don't have like Southern European, like no Italy, no Portugal. Oh. I am the whitest of white.
I think I remember you telling me that. And yeah. You were like, no, literally.
They were like, we updated it. We have more info. And I was like, cool. And it was just the same info. It was just more descriptive. It was like specifically like the area in England and the area. It was just more specific. Anyway, it's not that interesting. Have you seen that meme that's like my 23andMe results and it's like a picture of the cracker box? It's like assorted crackers.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. Anyway, also, I found out through TikTok, I don't know if this is true, but, you know, TikTok has like weird trends that are basically all body checking type of things.
Yeah, that's true.
But there was like a lot about noses that I've seen in the last year.
Okay, yeah.
And people were talking about their German nose. I have a German nose, according to TikTok.
This is my
German nose. I don't know. It's like it has a bump on it and it's like straight. It's not like it goes up, but it doesn't fully go down either. It's not like super wide. Okay. I don't know. It's like a big nose, but it's a big nose, I don't know, in a specific way. Because, you know, your nose could be like wide big. It could be like bulbous big.
Yeah.
It could be like a hook big. Mine is just a German nose. I don't know.
Okay, I think I missed that part of the German
noses. Look up German noses and you'll be like, oh my God, it's Caitlin. That's where my nose came from.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Like, you're going to have to send me that, actually.
I don't know. It's so interesting. Anywho, what were we going to talk about? Oh, I got too excited talking about German things. Anyway, so it doesn't bug you to read the subtitles?
No, I like subtitles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I think maybe if I'm like not in the mood to like pay attention to it, then I'll just put it on later. But yeah, you do have to pay attention because you're reading it. So
yeah. That is hard. I like to read. I just, when I want to watch, I don't know. I also, it's a problem. I don't know what it would be like to be an iPad kid. Sometimes I feel like I am sort of one, but obviously not the way that like my nieces, because it's like iPads have been around since she was born and she has like learned to like click on things since she was like a baby and like watch videos and blah, blah, blah. And she, I don't think she's as bad now, but like for a long time, it was like we would watch something, but she also had to watch her tablet at the same time. And I'm like, girl, you can't be happy just watching one thing.
But she's like, no, she needed her iPad.
But that's how I feel like I am now, because I'm watching something, but I'm also on my phone. And I'm like, what? Why can't – I used to be so excited to, like, watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, no, I got to also be on my phone. That's stupid.
We've grown accustomed to it.
Yeah. It's, like, the attention span that
we
have is it's not long.
Yeah.
That's why people scroll past videos unless you get a hook in there, okay? Because people's attention span is like, I'm not going to watch this. Anywho, do you have a hot take or a burning desire that you want to share about this movie?
Okay, so at first I was going to say I didn't have one just because this movie is so sad. But
it is sad.
I actually do have a burning desire. I wish that they – Felice. They say it in German too. So I feel like it's just like.
I'm so bad because I was so busy reading. I didn't listen to how they pronounced it. I was saying Felice the whole time.
Felice? I'm going to say Felice with you.
No, now I feel bad because if you heard them say it.
So Felice and Lily. Okay. No, because now I'm going to be thinking about it. I wish that they ended up together.
Oh.
I wanted them to be together, but obviously considering the circumstances, like. That seemed impossible, but I wanted their story to be like a one in a million kind.
And one in a million.
Have
you ever seen Miss Congeniality?
Yeah.
It's a made-up song, I think, from Miss Congeniality. I don't think that our producer thinks that song is made up.
One in a million? Isn't that Aaliyah?
No, they don't sing it like that.
But she,
one in a million.
Yeah, that's Aaliyah. I always thought that they made it up. Like they did like their little remix on there.
No, it's totally different. We're being fact-checked. In Miss Congeniality, it goes, one in a million, once in a lifetime, you made me discover. Na, 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 na.
We're being fact-checked because this.
And they're all on the stage and they're like, they come out in their outfits. They're like bathing suits. I don't know. I love Miss Congeniality.
I just thought that they did.
Okay. Wait. Okay. I just bought an Aaliyah shirt at the thrift store.
Oh,
but
cute.
I thought those were totally different songs.
I don't know. I just thought that it was a little remix thing.
I don't know.
They took inspiration from,
Yeah. I mean, they probably did take inspiration, but I don't know. I
want to watch a real song.
Oh, it's a real song, but it's not the Aaliyah song.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a song just made for the movie. But you know what other song is in that movie?
Which one?
That I know is a real song, but I discovered it from the movie.
Which one?
It goes, she's got style, she's got, wait, let me restart. She's got style, she's got grace.
Wait, didn't think that was a...
No, no! But then he says, she's a wiener. Whoa, 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 she's a wiener. And I always thought it was funny because I'm like, why is he saying it like wiener?
You're like, why?
Is that the same song as the Mustang Sally song or is that a different song? Because that song's also in it. Is it Mustang Sally?
No, that's a different song.
Okay.
No, but I thought she's I really a lady. That was a real one. And then you know that he said like his...
No, I knew that one was real. I thought the one in a million was fake only.
Oh. What's real? What's fake? We don't know.
That movie's so old now. It's like as old as you. I think it came out.
Miss Congeniality?
Yes. Oh. It's like 2000 or 2001.
One in a million. Boston? Boston? Boston?
Boston?
No, Boston.
Oh.
Boston. He's a one-hit wonder.
Because there's a band called Boston.
Yeah.
But it's a very different vibe, I think. Boston is like something my dad would listen to. Okay, Boston.
Boston. You turned it French.
It's French.
Boston. Boston.
Every time we say croissant, I have to say it like that.
Have you seen that one thing of people where they're like, when white people pronounce things like with the actual like accent and like thing, like how you said like croissant, yeah. Like
so I was just going out to the cafe and then I had a croissant,
yeah.
And then I know it's awkward. Okay, I want to tell you my hot take.
Yeah, what is your hot take?
Lily is weird and vindictive, and it's wild to me that she's still upset years and years later about her girlfriend potentially cheating on her when she fucking, spoiler, died. Yeah. And you're still upset about it all these years later. Like,
she held a grudge.
I think she's fucking weird. Like, I didn't like her. Mm-hmm. I didn't like her first because she was with the guy that was a Nazi.
General,
so I was
yeah.
like, okay, so she's also a Nazi. I'm like, I don't like this bitch. And then I kept not liking her because... Yeah. Well, we'll see. But my hot take is I don't like her. And she's weird.
I can see that.
Yeah, she's weird.
I can see that. But I feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like
I still want them to be together.
I did still kind of want them to be together just because Felice obviously loved her. But I don't know. I can see where you're coming from. I just
it's
think
okay.
She,
you don't have to.
No, I just think that that was like her first love. So she was just like, how could you cheat on me, Loki? Like, how could you
I
do
know.
That? But also, that's like the that's what you're worried about right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, Felice and her friends gave very much like this like bohemian. Yeah. Polyamorous type
yeah.
of vibe. And because Lily came from a very like straight laced, like you have yeah. a husband and you're only with each other. Like I think she took that into the relationship, which yeah. is fine to be monogamous. I'm monogamous, but I think that I don't think that Felice really was. And I think
I
there
think
was
so
some
either.
Confusion in the relationship because I don't think she ever told her that, but then she was kind of like screwing around potentially.
With Elise, which also is like our American way of saying it because they said her name completely different.
Isn't it like Ilsa?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought I wrote it as I-L-S-E. I don't know.
I-L-S-E? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like that you changed it to Elise.
Well, I feel like Felice, Elise. Okay. Well,
I don't know, but I really, before we talk more about it, I got to say – I think that the actress that plays Felice is yeah. so beautiful.
She
and
is.
She, this goes to back my dark hair, dark eyes thing that I said. She looks like Ashley Judd. And Ashley
she
Judd
does.
Is so beautiful.
She does.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Is she famous? And then I was like, I mean, she might be famous in Germany. I've never seen her in anything yeah. else. But I was like, it's because she looks like Ashley Judd.
Yeah.
Anywho, is there anything else that you wanted to share before we go to a little break?
No, that's
I'm all like,
yeah. say something. You're all say something else.
Do it. No.
I'm like, no, I don't have any. Do you?
No.
Say something in German. Du Say the break.
I don't know. It's the language of my people, apparently. But I, well, you know what? The majority of me is English, so I'm already speaking the language of my people. That's I'm just speaking true. It with an American accent.
That's true.
Is it true that originally British people talked with this accent, American accent, and then when Americans came to America and talked like that, they got mad, so they made up an accent? Because I heard that, and I don't know if that's true.
I have no idea.
If it's, somebody tell me if there are any historians that listen, because I've been saying that and I realized I never fact-checked it. It's probably a made-up thing.
I don't know. I want to say no. Just like that's just what my gut's saying. Ridiculous. Yeah. But I'm going to be surprised if it is when we're done filming and we look this up. And we're like, wow. You look it up.
I know. Anywho, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll get into the recap. So practice your German until we get back. Hopefully you know more than du hast. See you soon. Welcome back to But I'm a Lesbian. This week, we are discussing Amy and Jaguar.
Okay. So, let me pull up my notes here. Okay. So, the film starts with two women, and they seem very happy. The blonde woman is, like, taking pictures of children, and they just look like they're, well, her children.
Oh, my God. That started so bad. Your face, you're like...
Okay, well, she is taking pictures. She's like, yeah, oh my God, they look so happy.
It's like a family type of vibe.
Yeah, it's like a family vibe. Yeah. And then fast forward, we see like an open house and there's an old woman sitting in the corner and is like, I'm just taking my photos. You can burn the rest of this. So we get the vibe that she's selling. That's her house and she's selling it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, is she have to go to a nursing home or something? Yeah, because she seemed not happy.
Yeah, she was just like, whatever. Uh-huh. Honestly, I wouldn't be happy going to a nursing home either.
Me either. But I also might have said this before. If I ever am diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I am going to assisted suicide myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is a reason that a lot of people end up in nursing homes is because they can't take care of themselves like mentally. Mm-hmm. Probably if it's physically, I would do the same thing. I don't know. I feel bad because I do have a will to live. I have a zest for life. But if I can't...
If there's ever anyone that had a zest for life, it's
I do. Me and Sailor, we always say that about baby Sailor when we take her on a walk.
She's
our dog.
Just so...
We're like, I love your zest for life, Sailor. Because she's just like... Boop, boop,
she's just so happy and like, yeah.
Yeah, she's cute. Anyway, sorry, I've made it more morbid. It's already going to be a sad thing. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to assisted suicide myself when I'm old.
That's what our brains do when we think about sad things. It comes up with even more sad things to make
like,
you sad.
Let's just be sad.
Let's just, yeah.
When you're sad, so you put on sad music so you can be more sad. Like,
you what think of everything sad that's ever happened to you. Oh, just like, So, yeah, she's going to a nursing home. They're taking her in a taxi. She does not look happy, and I don't blame her.
Also, she's – wait, did you write this part down about the skirt?
What? Oh, yeah. The girl that's, like, the nurse aide, whatever, that's taking her, she's, like, getting her luggage, the old woman's luggage, into the car, and she's, like, bent over. And she's obviously wearing a short skirt. And the old lady who we learn her name is Mrs. Wust. Wust, she's like checking her butt out, and she's like, "Nice skirt."
I know. She was,
I was like, "Oh my God!" She's just like, "Come on, let's go!" Like so oblivious. The aide is like oblivious to what's going on. But yeah, that part was.
I was like, "Okay, so she's gonna be one of the main characters, but as an old person, because they're trying to show us she's gay."
Like if what a funny way, huh? They're just like,
"Who wrote this? Was it women?"
Oh, I don't know.
Just because that seems like it makes me think of, I gotta keep going back to this, in Honey Don't, how Margaret was like modeling her character that is a lesbian off of a man.
Yeah.
It seems like someone that doesn't understand lesbians would be like, oh, yeah, lesbians are always going to check out a girl that's bent over. Like,
yeah, like they just can't help
which
themselves.
Which is weird because I would be like, oh, this is awkward. I don't want to accidentally see something.
Even though she's old, she still got it in her.
Or she's like, I stopped caring if people think I'm creepy because I'm old True. Now. I'll just be like, oh, she has dementia. She doesn't know.
She's just checking you out. Like she doesn't know.
She's old. Anyway, sorry I had to derail it because I was like, oh, okay.
So we learned her name is Mrs. Wust. And so that aide that she was checking out earlier gets her settled into this like nursing place. And she's like showing her room. And she's like, oh my God, you're going to love it here. And Mrs. Wust tries to run away because she's like, fuck this. I don't want to be here. And the nurse aide's like obviously catches up to her because she's like, Mrs. Wust is old. She can't. It sounds like I'm saying Mrs. Wust. But Mrs. Wust is old. So she can't run that fast.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, come on. It's not that bad. So she brings her in. And there's like a bunch of people that are all old. They're all seniors. Looking down at her and she's like looking up and she recognized someone and she's like, oh my gosh, Elise, is that you? Which I'm saying your name so wrong.
It's okay.
She's like, is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they stare at each other and Elise does not say anything. She just kind of looks at her and Mrs. Wust is like, whoa. Like you can tell obviously there's something there, but she's just like, whoa. And so then we go back and we are in 1943. Nazi Germany, and we see that Elise used to work for Mrs. Wust. Her name is Lily, and she was like her nanny, like housekeeper lady, and Elise was gay, and she had a girlfriend named Felice, and obviously back then, it was, you couldn't be gay. I mean, there was already things going on because it's Nazi Germany, but of course, being gay, you know, just one of those things. And so
just one of those things you don't want to be.
Yeah. If you're gay, just don't be gay.
Just knock it off.
And so Elise is with her girlfriend, Felice. There, that's going to be a tongue twister for me.
I know.
Elise and Felice. They're at this place and they see Lily. And Elise is like, oh shit, I told her that I couldn't babysit tonight. But I mean, here we are. And Felice sees her and is just like, oh my God, like she's beautiful. And she's like, is that Mr. Wust? And she's like, no. So we see Lily obviously is German and she has a Nazi husband that is away. And that is not her husband. So she's cheating on her husband. So they're out and about and then alarms go off because they're bombs. They're literally bombing the city. So they take refuge somewhere. And, you know, it just seems like it's sort of obviously normal for them. Like they're at this like theater thing and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, gotta go hide because, you know. And so Elise is narrating this. She tells us that Felice is working for a Nazi newspaper and she's writing poems and she's also quite the player, which goes with what you said that Elise knows this. And I think Felice is Polly.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And also I just have to say this.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I saw someone on TikTok. I can't stop talking about TikTok, y'all. Okay. I saw someone on TikTok that was like a newer out lesbian, like a late in life lesbian.
Yeah.
And she was going on like a rant about like, you know, mask and femme are just the way that someone dresses and how are you going to discount a whole group of women because of how they dress? And I was like, I don't think she understands that mm-hmm. it's not just how someone dresses. Like I felt like there was a little bit of like this dominant sort of mask vibe from Felice, even though she absolutely. Had the makeup and she had like the 40s finger wave hair mm-hmm. and that type of thing. And this is what I'm saying is so different. Like I do see people like younger lesbians on TikTok being mm-hmm. like, oh, like my pretty princess in boy clothes. And it's like, I do think that my wife is beautiful and pretty and she's my princess. But mm-hmm. also there are things that are more masculine about her that are not just like the way that she dresses. I don't know. There's more to it. There's more of like an energy that is different. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me when people reduce it to just oh, this person wears baggy clothes and this person wears dresses. Like, it's so much more than that. You can pull, you can give off a mask energy when she's wearing dresses.
That's true. Like, we can wear baggy clothes, but I still think.
Yes, when I wore my outfit for Monster and I was like, I am giving so mask. I am like the butchest of butch. But like, my wife is like, no, you're not giving She's mask like, sure, at all. Sure. Like, you know, and it's like, I think that that is true. It's like, and I don't know. Point being, that made me think of it because Felice is kind of a fuckboy lesbian.
She absolutely but
she's
is.
Hot. She's like a pre-Shane Shane.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I feel like the only reason, obviously, she dresses the way she does is because, you know, you have to fit in. And she's trying to, like, not go and be like, this is me. You know, she can't be herself. Yeah, you don't
want to stand out more.
Yeah, so I feel like I agree. She definitely is the dominant one. She's the player. She gets around. She sees like she does. She sees people and Elise knows this, even though she's like, that's my girlfriend. But like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So back at home, Felice's grandma is worried about her due to what's going on. And she basically lies and says that she has a husband that's going to take her away soon. And Felice's grandma tells Elise, like, please watch out for her, you know, because things are getting crazy. And so Felice sends Lily a love poem at work. Like, she's writing her a poem that's, like, very descriptive. And Lily gets it at her house and she reads it out loud while Elise is there. And Elise knows that it's from Felice. And so she's, like, pissed off. But yeah, Lily's like, honestly, that is fucked up. But again, that goes with what's saying that, like, she probably is, like, Elise is not like, no, like, how could she cheat on me or anything? She's just like, okay, she knows it's from Felice. And she's like, what the fuck?
But I think Elise is also very, like, because there's a point where she gets kind of mad at her.
She does. She gets jealous.
I think it's like she just knows that that's how Felice is and how some of the other people are in the group. But I think she seems like she would want – I don't know. Even if I – that's why I can't be Polly. I think like I want all the attention because I'm a Leo rising and I need like also my love language is words of affirmation. So if my partner was writing love poems for someone else that they've never even met, they just think is really hot.
Yeah, literally I would be like, not,
are you fucking kidding me?
That's like, true.
They haven't even met yet.
And anyway, she's just like, she's oh just my God, you're to so her. Like, yeah, she's very attracted to her. And yeah. Like Lily's just like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, oh my God, who would write this about me? Like, she's so happy that someone wrote her a little love letter.
Yeah.
And so Lily continues cheating on her Nazi general husband. And it's like with multiple men. And so she invites this like Nazi dude over. Well, she has Elise, like, take the kids out to the zoo. And they're, like, obviously she's, like, sitting on the couch, like, waiting for him to come in.
Because she thinks he's the one that wrote the letter, right? Yeah. She's, so like, she's like, oh, my he's going to get it.
Yeah, she's, like, sitting like this on the couch.
She's giving, like, paint me like one of your French girls.
Oh, my God. She is the one. She's just like.
Oh, yeah, she's German. I was like, oh, my God, she is French. Oh, just kidding.
And so. Obviously, her and the Nazi general are there, and then her parents knock on the door, and she's like, oh, my God, go hide, because, like, what the fuck? Her parents come in, and they start, like, criticizing Hitler, which is not a good thing to do, because you can't say anything, which, obviously, this movie has a lot of parallels to
my God, right I was going to be like, does that remind you of anything?
Yeah, that does remind me of something.
I don't know. And, I wouldn't ever say anything about what it reminds me of.
And so the Nazi general hears this and gets mad and, like, blows his cover and is like, what were you saying? Whatever. And then her dad is like, what the fuck are you doing in my daughter's bedroom?
I know, what the
hell? He's like, I said what I said, but what the fuck are you doing here? Mm. And the guy's like, I'm going to report you. Like, I'm going to turn you in. And he, like, basically leaves. And the mom and dad are like, what the fuck? And Lily goes after them and is like, you don't mean that, right? Like, you wouldn't actually do that. And he looks at her like... Yeah, I actually would. And I put the Nazi general is an asshole to be expected.
Yeah, obviously. I'm like, obviously he's evil.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Literally. And so then she's just like, oh my God. And she goes back in and she gets into argument with her dad because she's like, Dad, why did you have to say those things? But also good for him for speaking his mind. But still, like, you know, Well, I feel like it's kind of rare, even though, like, they still obviously, I would think, support them. It's just, like, even though he's saying something, it's just – you can't be critical at all. So
she's no, just like, I was just – I don't remember, but is the dad, like, why are you fucking this guy? Why was he hiding in the house?
When like, he at first, that's what he was just like, I want to know what you're doing in my daughter's bedroom. And then he's like, well, basically, like, what do you think? But more importantly, why were you talking shit about Hitler? And then she just goes back in and she's like, oh my God, what, why did you say that? And he's like, okay, so we're not going to talk about like the guy. So she's like, I got to go. And they're like, where are your kids? And she's like, they're at the zoo. I had them go to the zoo.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm going to go get my kids. And she runs off to go find your kids.
Yeah.
And so
I think it was also funny because didn't the parents say they've already been to the zoo 2 times this week or something?
And now, like, they know.
Whoa, she is kind of a neglectful mom. Elise, just take my kids to the zoo so I could be fucking. She's like my Sims. Like, my Sims are always fucking everybody.
Oh.
You know? I don't know. And then they're getting pregnant and they all have different moms because they're all women that can impregnate each other.
Yeah. Scandal. They're.
I need to get back on the Sims.
We need to do a Caitlin plays Sims.
Yes. Oh, it's too wild.
That would be fun. Did you ever do the medieval one?
No.
There's a medieval one that I never did.
Like Renaissance Fair vibes?
Like, yeah, medieval Sims one, but I never got to do that.
I've done a lot of them. I have all the expansion packs. So, like, I could be a vampire. I could be a witch. I could be a mermaid.
Ooh.
And then I have, like, the different vacation towns that you can go to. Okay. But they're too busy fucking. And then
to ever go pregnant. Anywhere.
They never go on vacation.
They literally just know how to be in the room.
Yeah, they're so scandalous. Anyway.
All they do is fuck.
Yes. But Lily reminds but that's, me yeah.
All Lily does is fuck.
Yeah, she's wild.
She is. So then she goes, she runs off to find her children. And at, like, this little, like, I want to say this is their version of, like, a little club, but it's, like, a little, like, lounge area. Yeah. They're sitting there and a guy goes over to them, to Felice and her friends. And they're asking, like, can we get you guys wine? Like, do you want to come drink with us? And they're like, no, but they kind of have to be nice because, you know.
They don't want them to think they're gay.
Yeah, they don't want them to think that, like, something's wrong with them or to, like, you know, like, look too deep. So they're just like, okay, sure, whatever. So, wow, I skipped all the way. So then after Lily looks for the kids, but she can't find them. And she finds Elise there. And she's like, where are the kids? And she's like, oh, well, they came with us because we got done with the zoo and I had to meet up with my friends. And so Felice is finally introduced to Lily. And Lily meets all of the other friends and she's just like, oh, hi. And then Felice is very forward. So she's very much a dom femme, honestly. She's like, oh my gosh, we should all go back to your place and we can like hang out. And Lily's like, what the fuck? Like, this is my first time meeting you. And Felice is like, yeah, not only can I come over, but can my friends also come over? Like, one of my girlfriends had like an accident or whatever and she like needs to change. And like,
yeah,
she gave like this weird excuse. So then
what Lily's kind like, of accident?
I know, right?
I don't know. I don't remember what she said, but accident? Now I'm like, does she pee herself?
I think she said like she blood? Spilled something on her. Oh yeah, like accident.
Blood on herself?
Your blood.
Well, no, because period.
Yeah. So that's the way you said it. So you're like,
blood.
And so so she invites herself over and they have like a whole little thing and Lily somehow ends up like singing because they're playing on the piano and Elise is like saying this is where Lily like stole my girlfriend because Felice begins falling for her because she's like, she's so beautiful singing and, oh yeah, you know, yeah,
she was like,
she's like, wow, I love this song and I'm like beginning to fall for her. So then after Felice and what the hell did I say her name was? Elise and Felice. I was going to say like, anyways, so Elise and Felice break up even, you know, like Elise tells her, I know what you're doing. Like, all this is, like, fucked up. But Felice is like, okay, but, like, I kind of like her. So, you know. Like, really so then care. They're like, okay, this is it. We can be friends, but we're not going to, like, be together. But Elise's father overhears this and kicks Felice out because he's like, you love what? And I thought it was really funny because Elise is, like, leaving her house and Felice is out there with her friends. And she said when the father found them out, she was like, Felice told the father, do you know who Sappho is?
Oh, my God.
And then the father, like, obviously kicked her out because she's just like, love who? And she's like, oh, like, yeah, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
So obviously Felice is nowhere to be. Felice is out from Elise's life romantically.
Okay, but also I don't know that if we mention this, if you mention this and I forgot, I'm sorry. But
mm-hmm.
it's crazy that I think –
Mm-hmm.
I think Elise or mm-hmm. Ilsa was like letting Felice live there.
Yeah.
Because she loved her. She was like keeping like her hiding her there basically. Yeah. And she still had the nerve to like do something to fuck that up.
Yeah. Which I think is kind of crazy. Care. She was
over
just
someone
like,
she has just met.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Felice is definitely a player. And wow. She was just like, oh, well. And yeah, like who knows how long. They didn't even mention how long they knew each other.
No.
But just that's how it ended, their little argument. And then, you know, so then they go to a warehouse. And this is Felice's friend. So she basically like begs him to like let her stay there. And like they have more people, but I did not remember any of their names. Did you? In her like friend group.
Is this where they get the pictures taken?
Yeah, they have like a little montage of like photos of them taking like naughty photos to send to soldiers.
Yeah, and the guy like pays them.
Yeah,
to take
that's
the picture,
where they
so
do. Yeah,
like, modeling. I just remember.
I don't remember any of their names.
The one girl that I think they made some kind of joke about her being promiscuous at some point. I think her name was like Martha or
oh
Marte.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say it started with an M. She had they called her the fat one.
Yeah,
and I was
say,
like,
wasn't
I can see all of these women's ribs. They're I was like, how is it, which one is fat and where is the fat, girl?
But they also the guy was like, let's see more of the fat one.
Yeah, like, because he's okay. The soldiers want something to hold on to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I guess he's not saying that it's bad to be fat, which is good, but I'm confused because they all look
they're
small
all skinny,
to me.
Yeah.
I was like, I see ribs showing on all of these people. So who's
she
the
just
fat
is
one?
Tall. That's it. Like, I think she was the tallest out of all of them. So I'm like, I don't really see how she's fat. But I mean, she was just like, okay, like, whatever. Like, you know. So they do their naughty pictures for mm-hmm. the soldiers to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
And as they leave, the Gestapo takes one of Felice's friends. Like, they basically are walking and they stop to question her. And her friends can't stop and, like, defend her because they don't want to get taken as well.
Yeah.
So they keep walking and she, like, struggles with them. She doesn't want to go and they shoot and kill her. And is very sad.
It is really sad. And I don't know if we were supposed to know before, but obviously, they're all Jewish.
Yes.
And so that's extra why it was a really big deal that she was, like, risking getting kicked out where Elise was hiding her because I don't think Elise is Jewish and she was hiding her
mm-hmm.
from the fucking Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And then now she's not going to hide her anymore, I guess.
Well, I mean, I feel like even if she wanted to, she can't because – her dad heard and was like, get the fuck out of here, you know?
Yeah.
So she can't, like, go back. But still, like, why wouldn't you be more careful? Like, I don't know, but
I don't know. It's just sad, but it's just that's another thing when you were talking about, like, not standing out. Like, not only does she not want to stand out because she's gay, she doesn't want to stand out at all because she's Jewish and she doesn't want people asking questions and realizing that she is.
Yeah.
Because apparently her friend can just be walking down the street and they're like, oh, I feel
like
she might be Jewish.
Yeah.
Which, does this remind you of anything else?
Yeah.
I wonder. Yeah. I was like, wow, what the fuck is America?
Like, what is, no, literally. And it's just, So after they walk away and their friend is killed, it just shows them that they just have to keep walking. And unfortunately, that is life for them in
so
Nazi
sad.
Germany. And so back at Lily's house, her husband, Gunter, he comes back. Gunter, yeah, thank you. He is back from the war, and she's just like, oh, my God. And he's like, I'm home. And so I just can't get over how Felice is just always inviting people to Lily's house. Like, she literally calls her up and is like, let's meet up for New Year's. Like, let's have a party. And so they all go to her house for New Year's, even though her husband is there. And he's like, who the fuck are all these people? And she's like, oh, they're just my girlfriends. And he's like, all right, fuck it. Okay, like, let's have fun. So people are getting drunk. And Lily goes over. It's like almost towards the end of the night. Lily goes over and sees Gunter and Elise kissing on the couch. And she's not necessarily like angry, like you would think, where she's like confronting them. She's just like going over to tell Felice, like, can you believe it that like Gunter and Elise are kissing on the couch? Like, it's just whatever.
I was so confused about which man was her husband and which man was the other guys that she was fucking, because
she never all the invited men looked the same. They, that is true. But she never invited the other generals over. Oh. Because it was just Gunter. Because I feel like
I didn't know that was her husband that was making out with.
Yeah, Elise. It was okay. Her. Yeah, so that's why she wasn't upset with it. She was just like, what the fuck? Like, can you believe? And then Felice is like, well, you know what? This is like kind of the perfect time. And she grabs her and kisses her. And Lily's,
I was
like,
very attracted to it.
Yeah,
because she like put her hand like arm over the thing.
Too.
And, and then she like grabbed her by the waist. And I was like, okay.
She's like, and she just kisses her. She's like, girl, forget about your husband. Like, him and Elise are making out. Yeah. And so then Lily is like very shocked. And she like pushes her off. And then she finally goes to the living room and is like, what the fuck is this? Like, what are you guys trying to do? So she obviously like broke them up from kissing. And so the next day, Gunter gives this like bullshit excuse of like, you don't understand, men are more susceptible to like infidelity, and like, you know, there's just things that happen, and like that whole thing that happened with Elise, like, you know, it's really nothing. And she's like, no, it's not about that. I'm like not angry or jealous. And he's like, you're not? And she's like, no, not really. And so then he's like, all right, I'll fuck off back to war then. And she's just like,
hopefully I don't die.
Oh my God. Hopefully you do.
I know, exactly. I'm just thinking that's what he's thinking.
So I just thought it was funny how she was so honest, because she was just like, yeah, I'm not like angry. And you can tell she wasn't. So after he leaves back to war, Felice goes over to Lily's and they have sex, because Lily obviously felt something during that kiss, but she like was shocked because she's obviously never kissed a woman before. And then she like thought about like, why am I not upset about Gunter? But like, I like the kiss. So then Felice goes back over and one thing leads to another and they have sex. And Lily is very like into Felice, and I feel like at that point she's like, oh, that's why I'm not into my husband
or any of the other guys that I be sleeping with on the side.
She's just like, who will work for right now? And so oh my God, I went too far up. Okay, yeah, so then after they have sex, they, like, basically spend all their time together. Like, they are literally, like, she basically moves in, and she's the stepmommy to the kids.
I mean, she kind of needed to move in because she didn't have
a place.
Yeah.
But, like, also, you know, there's, like, stuff happening with them. They're, like, falling in love. Or at least I feel like Lily is. And Felice is, too. But, like, Lily, this is, like, her first love, and the kids love Felice, and things are still happening. It's still Nazi Germany. So they're trying to like have fun and do stuff. But of course, Felice is still worried about being caught because she's Jewish. And
Lily does not know.
Lily does not know this. Yeah. Lily's just like, okay, this is forbidden because we're both women. But she doesn't know that Felice is Jewish because, you know, Felice is like, I don't trust anybody really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they have their little fun time together and they get closer and it is Lily's birthday. So they throw her. Oh, and in between all of this, basically, Felice's friends are all lesbians too. And so everyone kind of sleeps with everyone. in
They have this very like
They have open... this like lesbian orgy basically, and
it's a polycule.
It
is. That was hard for me to say. Polycule.
So yeah, they are just in a polycule. And Lily, I feel like, kind of knows this because she can, like, see the behavior of the other women around. But all of Felice's friends throw Lily a little birthday party, and Felice looks very good. She's wearing, like, a little, like, white shirt, and she's, like, dressing very mask.
I'm in love with her.
Right? She's so good looking.
Yeah.
And they're, like, dancing, and she's, like, telling Lily, like, don't worry. I'll, like, just pretend it's just me and you here. And basically everyone starts doing their own thing, and then that's where it turns into that orgy. And Lily's just, like, kind of like, what the fuck? But, you know, basically everyone's doing their own thing, and Lily and Felice have sex, and so do the other women at the party.
Yeah, everyone gets laid.
Right? It's all their birthday. And so Gunter returns home. He, like, opens the door, and he sees Lily and Felice, like, in the bed. And he sees all the women, actually. And you can tell they're not just having a little sleepover like girls do. He can tell something happened, and he's just like, what the fuck? So then it shows that Gunter and Lily are having, like, this intense argument where he's just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm over here in the war. I could die. Like, I'm in the pits. And what I saw up there was disgusting, and I cannot believe you would do this. And this is the example that... This is the example that you're setting for your kids, because what the fuck? And she's just, like, not really knowing what to say, because he's being very aggressive, and he's just, like, getting in her face, and he's, like, breaking stuff. And she's just like, what the fuck? You know, like, oh my God. And basically he's just like, you know what? I'll forget I saw anything. Just go back up there and, like, be a mother to our children. And she was just like, I actually want a divorce. And he was like, what the fuck? Like, you don't know what you want. You've never known what you want. You don't want a divorce. And she's like, yeah, I've never loved you. I don't want to be with you. Which, can I say, like, first of all, women getting divorces back then, very big thing. Gay women getting divorces back then. And, like, you know, her being so open with her husband and saying these things, props to her, even though I know you think she's a weirdo. Which, yeah, she is. But I think she's just a little misguided.
Yeah.
And so she goes to tell Felice and all of her other friends. And she's just like, I told him I want a divorce and all this other stuff. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Women don't get divorces in this, like, day and age right now. And then they all freak out because they're like, oh my God. First of all, he knows, and he could report us, and they all decide that we need to get the fuck out of here. Lily has no clue, because she's just like, isn't this good? Like, she tells Felice, like, aren't you happy that I did this? And Felice is like, yes, because I think she does love her, but also she did not tell her that she's Jewish, and she's like, you're putting me at a risk. So, you know, so she tells her, I have to leave for a couple of days, just a business trip. Well, they're making arrangements from the same guy that took the naughty photos, and they're giving them, like, fake things to get out of Germany.
Yeah, like, because, fake IDs and stuff.
Yeah, so because they're like, this is it. We don't want to get caught. But Felice is just, like, struggling with leaving. Meanwhile, Lily is just so depressed because she's just like, oh my God, Felice is not here. And all while everything's getting a lot worse, and eventually she does have to send her kids away because everyone recommended it, and she didn't do it because she's like, I want my kids here with me. But towards the end, she's like, okay, I have to. And so basically Felice comes back, and Lily is so happy, but she's also like, why did you leave? I don't understand, like, why you left me. And she immediately thinks that she was cheating on her with Elise. And she's just, like, going into, like, she's having a heart-to-heart with her. And she's just like, why would you do this with me? Like, were you cheating the whole time? And, like, all this other stuff. And basically, Felice tells her, like, I'm Jewish. And Lily's like, oh. Like, that's why. But she still doesn't stop thinking that she cheated with Elise. But I'm like, girl, would you not understand why she had his, like, your Nazi husband caught them? They're all Jewish. Like, yeah, it's bad for you because you're gay, but it's like,
she's very selfish.
Yeah, but she didn't understand at first. Mm-hmm. And then she tells her, and then she's like, don't leave me. And they hug and they make up and stuff. And, you know, I guess all is fine now. And so Felice and the other her other friends, like, they made plans and they're like waiting for Felice to get there so that they can all leave. And they're all like, fuck, she's not going to come. She does show up, but she basically, they know that she's not going with them because she wants to stay with Lily, which I feel like she should have gone with them.
I think it's really fucked up yeah. and selfish of Lily, because even after Felice told her that she's Jewish, she was like, please stay with me. Don't leave me. And I think it's like, couldn't you let her go and you hopefully get in contact when the war is over, like, rather than her risking her life because you are saying, please stay with me, I don't want to be alone. Like, I don't know. I just feel like she's so selfish.
Or they could both leave.
Yeah, that's true
too. I'm like, she was just like, stay here. Like, you know,
she wouldn't need fake things to leave.
She wouldn't need fake things. She could just leave. Like, there, no one's questioning her, you know? Yeah. And so they, her friends, Felice's friends, know that she's not going with them, but they're like, fuck. But they're also like, okay, we have to go. So Felice is really sad and she goes back. And basically, Lily and Felice write like a fucking contract of love. And they're like, I vow to be with you. Like, I vow to be loyal and like all this other stuff. And they're like, okay, what do you, if Lily's like, I'll learn how to type because she's never had to work before.
Oh yeah.
And she's just like, I'll get a job and I can do this and we can do this. And Felice is just like, okay, like, okay. And they do have like happy times, you know, they have like a little montage of them like trying to like live their life, but also the reality of what's going on during this time. And it's really sad because it makes me think of now how people are trying to live their lives and do things, but also fucked up things are happening. Yeah. And you try to enjoy life as much as you can regardless. And they have like a very fun day at the lake and they're just like so in love. But when they get back, the police, the Gestapo, are there to take Felice because they found out that she is Jewish. And obviously, Lily and Felice, they try fighting it. Felice runs out, but they do capture her. And Lily is distraught because that's the love of her life. And she goes to see Elise, and basically, they're talking about Felice and what's going on. She's obviously been sent to a concentration camp, and Lily went to go visit her at the concentration camp. And Elise is very upset about this. She's like, don't you understand what they're going to do? Like, they're going to send her away now because you went to go see her. But all Lily can think about is like, you know, she's like, I love her and I loved her more than you loved her. And my love was different than your love from her.
She's so weird.
Because Felice actually loved me. And I was like, okay, that's a little harsh because, you know, I don't know. And basically she was just trying to convince Elise that like they were meant to be together. And she believes it because she's like, we deserve each other. You know, like we are meant to be together. And Elise is just like, what the fuck? So she's going to leave. But Lily's like, tell me. Did she see you again? Like, was she cheating on me with you? And Elise says nothing. And, you know, that part ends. And now there is an older Lily and an older Elise. And older Lily is, like, thinking about all these things of what went on. And she goes over to Elise and she decides to, like, turn away, walk away. But Elise is like, hold on, like, Lily, like, I know it's you. So they begin talking about what happened to them. Like, obviously, Elise got out. Lily's alive. And Elise has had, like, many lovers. Like, she's experienced life, lived her life to the fullest, while Lily was like, I literally had nobody. Like, I could never get over her. And Elise is like, really? And she's like, yeah, like, I couldn't get over, like, anything that would happen. Like, was it really my fault that they sent her away? Like, yes, girl, it was. Because you were selfish and you wanted her there. But I get it. But if you loved her that much, you would go with her. Because, you know, she can't stay there. So they basically sort of make amends. And they're just like, you know, This is life, unfortunately. Like, this is what happened. It's been so long. It's kind of time to let go. And they both walk in to their nursing facility. The end. However, I don't know if you saw when we were watching the movie that it is, like, based on a true story.
I didn't see that. I just saw that at the end it said, like, what happened to the character. But I didn't know it was based on.
Yeah. So Lily Wust was considered a Holocaust survivor. And like, I know, right? And
because she was gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're like, because she was gay.
I mean,
yeah.
She was married to the Nazis. So I was like, she was on the wrong side. But then I guess she kind of stopped being on that side because after, she came out about her.
About lover. Being. Yeah. So there were two other people that, like, a reporter and a journalist, and they, like, got in contact with her, and they basically became friends, and she, like, told her story of, like, what happened. So there is, like, a Felice and Lily story, and they remained friends until Lily passed away, but she was able to, like, share her story, so which Felice. Makes it – Felice and Lily, like, Lily was a real person, and, like,
That was a lover. Story.
Yeah.
And she really did die.
Yeah.
Well, we assume because she was never, like, heard from again after she was taken to a concentration
camp. Yeah. Like, there were those letters, but then after it was, like, nothing. And that part always made me cry because it was so sad. It's so very sad. Similar to things going on now.
Yeah.
And it is very scary to think about, like, what could be, you know? So.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah, very sad ending. Yeah, I and I hate sad movies, but I mean, it's life, so.
I know. So, yeah, so for this episode, because it was so sad and there was a lot of death, we decided not to do Munch Merch Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if we did do Munch Merch Murder, we would kill Hitler and all of the Nazis.
Yeah.
So.
I have a feeling you'd also kill Lily.
I kind of counted her in with the Nazis.
Yeah.
But I know that once she was in love with Felice and Felice finally told her she was Jewish, she, like, still wanted to be with her. So she must have realized the error of her ways. But I do think her initial she was married into it. So she must have had similar beliefs or been one of those people that are like, I'm not political. But, like, you're – yeah. So instead, we decided to do key takeaways instead of Munch, Merch, Murder. So do you have any key takeaways that you want to share, Angelina?
Yes. I feel like we both saw the similarities of this movie. Obviously, that was, like, the escalated version of, like, rounding everybody up, which is happening right now. It's just, like, in the first phase of it, I feel like we all need to stand up, and the ones that are currently in this cult need to wake up, because you are literally on the wrong side of history, and there is not going to be, I feel like, any excuse for saying, like, I just voted for him, or I believe in some of the things, not all of it. There's just no excusing it at all.
I don't understand how people are still sticking by this. Like, I feel like – I know there are people that, like, regretted their vote.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people, including family members of mine, that have stuck behind their choice.
Their decision, and
they still think that this is okay. And it's like that scene – I mean, I know that it was supposed to be shocking and moving, and it really was. The scene where the friend is just walking down the street and they ask her for her ID and she doesn't have it.
Yeah.
She runs away and they fucking kill her. Like, all I could think of is ICE asking people for their papers just because they look not white.
Yeah.
And detaining people that are citizens and detaining people that aren't citizens and taking them to places like Alligator Alcatraz, but, you know, I know that got shut down apparently, but taking them to detention centers, which I'm sorry, these are concentration camps. Like, this is the same vibe. They're taking people to countries they've, like, never even been to. They're sending people to the wrong countries, and then they're sending people to, like, if they, you know, I know this has happened many times. Somebody was, like, born in Guatemala, came here as, like, a 2-month-old. They're, like, sending them back there. They don't even speak the language, like, this type of thing. It's just really fucked up. I don't understand how anyone can stand behind it. It is terrifying, and, you know, people – they're in a cult. Like, they MAGA absolutely is are. A cult. And so there's like a part of me that wants to, I don't know. I have compassion fatigue because it's like I want to feel for people because I'm like, I'm sorry that you're brainwashed, but also I'm like, you're causing so much damage by yeah. what you're supporting. And it's just upsetting and it's honestly evil. Like, I don't yeah. get – people can look at this, look at Nazi Germany and condemn it, but then it's literally happening again mm-hmm. in America this time and – people are standing behind it. And yeah. we want to, you know, like in sociology class and history class, you look back and they try to explain like, how did this happen? How did the Holocaust
yeah,
happen?
How did it even, and yeah.
a huge step in that is dehumanizing the people who in this were the Jewish people.
Yeah.
Now it's immigrants, basically people that are not white.
Yeah.
Because they don't even know if someone's an immigrant, and then they it's – anyway, it is dehumanizing because people laughed about alligator Alcatraz and people yes, potentially getting eaten by alligators. Like, yeah. how is that funny?
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care at all. It's just – even though, like you said, it got shut down, it's still fucked up. Because
there's still
they're
terrible
just
conditions
create,
everywhere yeah, that they're putting people.
Yeah, there doesn't matter where, like regardless when they kidnap them, they are taking them. Like just that act in itself, kidnapping people, it's fucking insane.
Yeah. What the heck? So yeah, my key takeaway was pretty much the same as yours. Just this is literally happening again right now. Instead of Jews, it's anyone not white.
Yeah.
And we can't let this happen again. And I also put another takeaway is not to be so possessive over the person that you love. It is crazy to me that she literally died because of the choices that Lily made.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still 50 years later obsessing, like, did you ever have sex with her after we were together?
She's like, I just Elise? Need like, to find out.
Why?
I need to
Get
know.
Over it. She fucking died for you.
Yeah.
Like, to be there for you. So, obviously, she loved you. So, yeah. I had a lot of feelings about this, but... it's always sad, but it's like extra sad yeah. to watch it now with life being what
with,
it is.
Yeah.
with life. So, okay. I want to know what you would rate this movie.
Okay. When I first watched this movie, it was really sad and I so really, sad. I liked it, but it wasn't one of those ones where I was like, I'm going to watch this again and again and again. So watching this was like a pretty tough watch. I feel like in general, the message and like showing everything that happened that like, people there have always been gay people.
Yeah.
This is just a love story. And the fact that it's also a true story, mm-hmm. I feel like that is a deciding factor. Mm-hmm. So I want to give it a 4 out of 5 cherries.
I'm going to say a 4 also. I was going to say a okay. 3.
I wanted to say a 3 too.
But the more we talked about it, and yeah. I did have a lot of conversations with my wife about it after I watched it.
Yeah.
Therefore, even though it was sad and even though Lily pissed me off, I think that it was very impactful.
Exactly.
And so it deserves more than a 3.
Yeah.
Everybody makes bad decisions at some point.
Yeah.
And if I don't know exactly what happened, like if it was how much of the story was true
was
and
true
how much was changed.
Was,
but
yeah.
if she did make those choices, that sucks that she had to live with that forever in
yeah.
real life.
Apparently there's a book. So
oh girl, now I gotta read it. What's it called? Is it called Amy and Jaguar?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, if you are enjoying But I'm a Lesbian, please head over to our Instagram, TikTok, Lemonade, Blue Sky, anything that you're on, and follow to stay up to date on our newest episodes and hottest takes. Our @ is @ But I'm a Lesbian Pod on all platforms.
Okay, so we are back for our cookie jar question segment.
Yes. Okay. Hopefully this will lighten the mood a little bit. Life yeah. is sad. Amy and Jaguar is sad. Hopefully these questions will be funny. watch, they're all like
all
very
sad,
serious.
Very deep.
What is the most traumatic thing?
Oh, I don't God. Think we're like, actually, let's just not do
it. I think they're all silly. Let's see. Okay. This one's long. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Which sapphic media moment scarred you permanently in a funny way? It says.
Okay, in a funny way.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Oh, okay.
I can't think of anything funny.
I can't think of anything like funny. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Oh, you have one? Would you like to go? Because I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, I was going to say when JoJo Siwa had the makeup on at that thing and somebody was like, who would be your dream guest on your podcast? And she was like,
dream guest on my podcast? Probably one of my exes. That's your, yeah, you know what, yeah. That was funny. Maybe all of JoJo's stuff is like traumatic but funny.
I was going to say two things that involve Katy Perry, but I don't think they're that funny. The first one, a little, okay. When I was coming out was when I Kissed a Girl came out. And it was all over the radio. And it was like, you're my experimental game. Like, I hope your boyfriend doesn't mind. And it was like, that was very much like the vibe that I got from all of my friends, including my friend that became my first ex. It was like, kind of like Felice. Everybody just makes out with each other, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It didn't take it as serious as the way that I thought of it, which was like, I think I'm actually like gay and want to like spend my life with a woman. Like, so that song I have a lot of mixed feelings about, but now I like it. So I guess it's kind of funny because I like it now. But also, I feel like I talked about this on the podcast before because apparently I'm still mad about it. Like a year or two ago, Katy Perry and Doechii, before Doechii got famous, basically scissored on stage at the VMAs for like Katy Perry's new song. And it was so for the male gaze and it was so creepy and gross. And I was like really disappointed in Katy Perry because I thought she had learned because she was hanging out with actual lesbians. So I thought she like learned something, but maybe the lesbian she's hanging out with think it's okay. So I guess it's funny to other lesbians. It's not funny to me, though. So I think the JoJo Siwa one is the funniest.
I can see that. And your hatred of Katy Perry now.
Yeah, I do think she's really pretty.
She is really pretty. So, it's probably because she has she has blue eyes, but she has dark hair.
Yeah, she has dark hair and light eyes, like Megan Fox. Also, I had posted a TikTok and people were commenting about like, celebrity like sapphic couples they would want to see or whatever. And they were saying Charlize Theron and Angelina Jolie, which I could see because like blonde and dark hair is cute. But then other people were like Megan Fox and Angelina Jolie because Megan.
I saw in like an edit of them.
Yeah, but I think they look too much alike. I feel like Megan Fox.
But Angelina Jolie.
Megan
has
Fox
like
wants
brown.
To be Angelina Jolie, but she also wants to.
But
fuck
she
her.
Could also see.
I don't know. I don't like it when couples look alike. I think. It's like siblings are dating.
Like, I feel like they're okay. Yeah,
they don't look okay.
They don't look
they
alike,
are both
but they're both
extremely beautiful. But they also both are thin, white, dark hair, light eyes. So they're the same like kind of genre. They're both kind of also like edgy for Hollywood. Like have some tattoos. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would rather see Charlize and Angelina. Okay, you can pick one.
Okay. Let's see. If you were a scent, what would you smell like?
Oh. Do you have a fave?
I feel like I just use like vanilla or like other scents. I don't know. Maybe something fruity, but not like so strong fruity.
Yeah.
But like something around there.
Okay, this is really gay. My favorite scent is lavender and Lavender Menace, lesbians. So I would smell like lavender. I'd be like a lavender perfume.
Okay.
I don't wear lavender perfume, so that's the thing. But if I was a scent, I would be, a lavender perfume. But what I wear myself is not that. I don't know. It's so interesting because lavender is a very like unisex scent, I would say. I typically choose like fragrances for myself that are like not unisex smelling. I pick things that I feel smell really feminine. Like, So anyway, I don't know. What's your favorite, like, perfume or fragrance?
I feel like I don't have, like, I do like fruity stuff. I like that, but not when it's, like, super, like, bubble gummy, like, fruity, like, strong smelling.
Okay.
It has to be, like, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go through a lot of, like, phases with scents. I mm-hmm. get really into a fragrance, and then I get over it. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's so funny. Actually, I'm going to ask for this on my Christmas list. In high school, my signature scent was Paris Hilton. It was – I think it's called Just Paris. It was in a pink bottle with, like – almost, like, zebra-looking, like, black stripes around it.
Mm-hmm.
Smells really good, and, like – people knew me by that scent, you know?
Oh, okay.
And it's so funny because she came out with a new one. It smells very similar. It's called Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And Wa smelled it the other day. And she's like, oh, my God, this smells so good. This smells like what you would wear when I first met you. And I was like, aw, I think I still wore it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I want to get you this. She's like, I like it. So anyway, I think that's cute. But right now, recently, I've been in this Fleur missing person.
Mm-hmm.
It just smells like really like clean skin, which I like because at my work, you're not allowed to wear perfume, but I wear it because it just smells like clean skin. Like clean
skin. Okay.
So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just clean. Like, it doesn't smell super fragrancy.
Sorry, I'm hygienic.
Yeah. Like, you can't get mad at me for bathing. Okay. What's your toxic trait when it comes to ordering food?
I feel like I don't have a toxic trait. Like, maybe I don't like a lot of, like, of the toppings that they have. So that's probably annoying for them to, like, have to customize it. And, you know, that's the only thing I can think of. I feel like I'm not super upset if they don't get it right, unless it's, like, something really important or, like, okay, you know, like, how could you mess that up?
Yeah.
Kinda. But I'm never, like, a bitch. I'm just like, oh, hey, like, my order's not right, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I have binge eating disorder. So my toxic trait is ordering, like, an excessive amount of food. And, like, my wife will be like, we're not going to eat all that. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't care what you say. We're getting an appetizer. We're each getting an entree. And we're getting dessert. And, like, probably also, like, if it's a vegan restaurant, we're mm-hmm. each getting a milkshake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're, like, going all out. And yeah. I just go too hard. And then either I have a lot of leftovers or I eat it all and then my tummy hurts. So I'm like, why did I do this to myself? Yeah, you'd think I'd learn by now.
But I feel like if it's a vegan restaurant, I see, because that's kind of rare.
It's like special. Like it's when special. We go to that yeah. sushi place that I think I've told you about, I order so much fucking food.
Yeah, I mean, leftovers.
Like it's vegan.
What's your red flag that you completely ignore in other people?
I don't – a red flag I ignore?
Your red flag that you ignore in other people.
Oh, my own red flag?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if this is a red flag, but I have learned recently that it's annoying when people like get excited and interrupt other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I do it and I feel bad about it. So when other people do it, I'm like, oh, they're just passionate. Like, I'm like, they are just like me. They don't mean to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's kind of a red flag.
I feel like it's sort of similar to that. Like, my family usually, like, when we're talking, it's, like, never ending. So it's, like, you and I, like, say you and I would be talking mm-hmm. and then, like, someone else wants to join in. So they just start talking louder than the other people. And we just kind of, like, talk over each other. And, like, I remember one of my sister's exes was, like, oh, my God. I feel like he never used to, like, talk a lot, like, when we were all talking. And we were, like, oh, yeah, like, are you okay? And he's, like, yeah, I am. It's just I don't want to be rude and, like, interrupt you guys. And, like, I don't know when to interject, like, uh-huh. myself. And we're, like, oh, no, just start talking. And then people will stop talking and listen to you.
That's
and,
so
yeah, I feel like now that obviously you know, you're not just always around your family. You see it with like friends and other people. And so then when like I talk to my family, I'm just like, yeah, you guys are kind of rude because we just interrupt each other. Like we just start talking louder and then we're just like, listen to me. And I'm like, we need like talking sticks to like pass to like let that person finish.
Okay. But also I think that, I don't know, maybe this is weird. I think that does anyone teach you how to have a normal conversation? Because I feel like we just learn it from the people we're around. And that's why I never knew until like a few years ago that it can be construed as like rude when you – I knew that interrupting was rude, but when I do it, I feel like it's okay because I'm just trying to add to your story or like be like, oh my God, that's so funny. That. Yeah. But then the thing that I do that I learned is rude, but I thought this was just having a normal conversation. And some people I talk to agree and some people don't. So I guess it just depends on the person. I thought when you're having a conversation with someone and they tell you like a story or something that happened and you have a similar story that you tell that story because that's how a conversation works. Like you're like, have you ever been in a physical fight? And then you're like, sort of, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, oh my God, I was. But if you didn't ask me, other people construe that as like, you're making it all about yourself. And so I'm like, well, somebody should have taught me that because I thought that's how conversations work. I thought we just share information.
Yeah, I feel like that's usually how it is. It's just some people, I guess, like you're, like you said, they just learn differently from like – the people that they were raised around, which I feel like we always like kind of add to our stories. And to me, that's just normal, but maybe not to everybody.
I guess not to everybody. So I've probably been really accidentally rude to a lot of people in my life.
Yeah.
Do we have time for another one?
Okay, one more.
Okay. Whoa, this one's skinny. If you could swap lives with any fictional character for a day, who would it be and why?
Oh, okay. A fictional character. Well, I don't know about now, but I know when I was younger, I used to read these books. It was like Kimmerine and the Dragons or something. And I thought she was so pretty and I wanted to be her and just live with dragons and not give a fuck about anybody. Because people also were like, she's so weird, but she's so cool. And she just does her own thing. And I was like, I want to live in like this little like tree house with everybody and not.
And dragons.
Yeah. She was always rescuing her like knight in shiny armor. He was like clumsy. And she was just like, oh my God, like, let me save you. Like she was like badass. And I was like, yeah, I want to be her.
That's like how Anna in Frozen.
Oh.
She, wait. Anna, yeah, because Elsa's a lesbian.
Yeah.
So Anna would be saving Kristoff, right? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you go, girl.
Yeah, yeah. Now, though, I don't know. No, nobody comes to mind right now. It'll probably come to me later. And then, yeah, but what about you?
No, I can't think of anyone fictional. I'm thinking, like, if the L word was still on, it would be whoever is currently with Shane. But the L word is not on.
You have to switch each time to a new person.
I'm like, damn, there's too many people. I don't know that there is like a fictional character that I can think of. I'm like thinking of real life people that are rich, like the Kardashians. And I'm like, oh, if I could like switch places with them, then I would like get a bunch of money. They wouldn't even need it. Yeah. And then I could come back to me and I would have know where I hid the money. Give me my money.
Okay, that's just...
but who's a fictional person that's really rich that I could do that? I'm like trying to plan it like it's real life and I'm going to get to switch.
You're like, someone. I need a fictional person. God, damn I don't it. Know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Someone also like magical, but I don't want to say Harry Potter because I know Harry Potter's canceled, but I love Harry Potter. It's not...
You love Harry Potter, but you hate J.K. Rowling.
I hate
Rowling.
J.K. Rowling. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Rowling, not Rowling.
Well, we should say it Rowling because fuck her.
Yeah.
Now I pronounce it wrong. J.K. Rowling. I think she says it like Rowling because she has an accent. So who knows? Oh, it's the British way. It's like how we were saying Elise instead of Ilse. Okay. Because we're not German. Anyway, I think that's all the time we have. So thank you so much for tuning in to But I'm a Lesbian. We are your go-to for sapphic media reviews, WLW drama, and unfiltered queer takes. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, and subscribe on every platform. Leave us a review to help support the queer community and keep this lesbian-led pod thriving. After all, the algorithm's a bitch, and we're just two lesbians with mics trying to survive.
Don't miss next week's episode. We will be discussing one of Caitlin's favorites, the home of the famous spitting in the mouth scene, Disobedience.
So excited.
Yeah, this movie can be watched on Canopy with the K if you have a library card and Canopy has like a partnership with your library in the area. And if not, then go get a different library card, which I found out that you could do. And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's probably somewhere you can rent it also, but I don't know. It was a struggle to find. It's homophobic, to be honest.
All gay movies should be free.
Yes! Mm-hmm. At least to gays.
How do you prove that you're gay?
Are you gay? And we say, yes. We get to watch it for free. We need the education.
That's true. We need to see who spits in whose mouth.
They're both named Rachel. Not the characters, in real life, but it's Rachel McAdams and Rachel. Rachel Weisz.
Yeah.
I think she's German.
Is she? Oh, yeah, probably.
I think so. Anyway,
we'll
see you next Tuesday. Executive producers for But I'm a Lesbian are Caitlin Beatty and Angelina Herrera. Produced and mixed by Victoria Shiflett. Creative direction and video editing provided by Juanita Iriarte. Music by Stiletto Falsetto.